I sort of planned to hide the fox not near where we were doing the picnic, so that people actually had to, you know, kind of get in their cars and drive around and get a new bearing. And it, but if it makes more sense to keep it in that, you know, 200, 300 foot proximity, that might not be a horrible idea also. So I don't know. I didn't really think of it that way, but now that you're mentioning it, maybe that would be a good idea. I'll kind of run it by Dave and the group and see what everybody thinks. But yeah, I would definitely love to do more of that one of these days. So for me to find, because lately I've been I take a break and I stash it somewhere where I know where it is, and I just try to find it. Just try to get familiar with, you know, the techniques and the equipment, because I do find that there's a bit of a wide range when it comes to my Yagi allows it to. It's not as simple, but I'm trying to find that section. And that gets me close. It gets me close enough, and then once I start using the loop, then that really the loop in there, and do a little better job of directing, finding it. So it's pretty cool. I definitely look forward to doing it, and look forward to, you know, meeting people that want to do it, because I didn't get. Minutes of time there. I didn't get the impression that everybody was super interested in it, so I'm glad to hear some feedback and in that regard.